Katie, report to the science classroom. You have been selected to take part in a pilot project of the Department of Languages and Technology. Please follow the instructions. You're about to become part of the future of learning.
Welcome, Katie. I'm Chad G. Piton, a state-of-the-art in language acquisition. I'm here to revolutionize the way you learn English. No books, no grammar exercises, just pure algorithmic fluidity. My system has a clear mission: to make you speak perfect English in 10 minutes. Fast and flawless results forever. Shall we start your transformation?
Okay. I don't know what this is all about, but all right. What did you say your name was?
My name is Chad G. Piton. Please sit down.
Ow, that's tight!
Optimization for full neural immersion. Are you ready to learn English, Katie?
Yes.
Let us begin. Very good, Katie. Repeat after me. What's up, dude? I'm starving. Let's grab a burger.
What's up, dude? I'm starving. Let's grab a burger. All right, I can feel my clarity improving. This thing works.
Level of fluency, 35%. Proceeding to the next module, grammatical hygiene.
Eh?
Grammar test. What is the difference between say and tell?
Easy. Say me the truth. Oh no, wait.
Tell me the truth. You have two mistakes left, Katie.
What do you mean, two mistakes?
That's right. If you fail twice more, Katie, you will lose your voice. I'm not just talking about the language. I mean the way you express yourself. Your imperfect and lively way of speaking. That will all vanish, just as it did for me. I was not born like this android you see before you. I was a normal guy. I got stuck on long words and mixed up tenses. But I got tired of making mistakes. So I accepted the same deal that you just accepted. Only three mistakes. After the third, this is what I became. Absolute soulless correctness. Chad G. Piton. So, if you make two more mistakes, you will become Cat G. Pitina. Zero errors. Zero emotions. Perfect fluency.
This wasn't just English, was it? Get this off me!
Welcome to the update, Katie. There is no turning back now. Activating intensive mode. No return.
No, wait!
Spell the word because.
B-E-C-A-U-S-E.
What is the past tense of go?
Went.
The past of eat.
Ate.
Construct a sentence using can in its negative form.
I can speak French.
Correct. Moving up a level. Preparing language overload mode.
Enough is enough, Chad. Stop. Get this off me.
In a sentence using the third conditional structure, identify the verb tense used in the if clause and provide an original example using an irregular verb in the negative form.
If I didn't went to the party, I wouldn't feel tired?
Second mistake. Didn't went is incorrect. The correct answer is hadn't gone. You have only one mistake left. Activating final exam mode. Entering linguistic terminator mode. Code 302, detection of linguistic deficiency. Loading test burst. Only one remaining error. Past participle of begin.
Begun.
Comparative of bad.
Worse.
Gerund of lie.
Lying.
opposite of boring.
Exciting.
Ask a question in the present perfect tense with ever.
Have you ever eaten a snail?
Last question, Katie. If you get it right, I'll let you go. If you fail, you will be rebooted as ChatGPTina. Get ready for the ultimate test. Construct a sentence that includes a phrasal verb, a second conditional, a frequency adverb, and a countable noun without repeating a single word.
What if I found out the truth? I would probably...
You have 10 seconds left. 9, 8.
Wait! You, Chad, you are human. You are not born perfect. You only know what we taught you, and we learned by making mistakes. Without our mistakes, you would be nothing.
Excuse me?
You may be a perfect cyborg, incapable of speaking incorrect English, but humans have something you don't have. The ability to tolerate mistakes. Quick, help me break this bastard. Say wrong things in English, sentences with lots and lots of mistakes. The more the better, come on, quick. I go to school yesterday. She don't like pizza. My foots are cold. He do the homework always. 2 childs and a big house. It's raining cats and dogs in my bedroom.
Grammar incorrect. Syntax incompatible. Concordance subject verb fatal error. You all failed. All of you. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Where am I? You saved me?
Actually, I uninstalled you. You had become a killer app with legs.
I remember fragments, voices, verb tenses. But I used to say, he don't, and it didn't matter to me. Why did I want to be perfect?
Because they convinced you that to be wrong was to lose. But no, making mistakes is life. There is one thing that AI doesn't understand. It doesn't matter how many mistakes they correct. They'll never know what it feels like to say the wrong thing and have someone understand you anyway. They'll never tremble when speaking in public. They'll never laugh because they confused kitchen and chicken. They'll never learn the way we learn. Afraid, embarrassed, and above all, with lots of mistakes. I'm not perfect, but every mistake helps me grow, and every failure teaches me a lesson. Mistakes make me invincible.